Education workers' pensions attack. The government has issued a consultation document on proposed changes to the local government pension scheme, LGPS. Most have little impact on workers. But one proposal is to remove the current legal obligation to offer new non-teaching staff access to the LGPS from post-1992 universities, former polytechnics, sixth form colleges, and further education colleges. This move would introduce a two-tier workforce on this important condition of service, and presuming that a pension which is cheaper for the employers would be on offer, would add to the growing problem of pensioner poverty. The proposals only apply to institutions in England, thereby creating disparities between England and Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Public Service Union Unison opposes these measures, and is urging branches to lobby employers to reject the proposed changes. But if the government presses ahead with these plans, Unison should organize industrial action, in conjunction with fellow unions Unite and GMB, not just of college members, but across local government. The unions should point out that this move would significantly reduce income flow into the pension fund, threatening its viability for all members, in or out of education. Roger Bannister, Liverpool.